Regina, remember Jurassic Park? The dinosaurs in that movie franchise were brought to life through DNA found in amber. The DNA purportedly came from mosquitoes that had taken blood from dinosaurs before being trapped in the tree resin that turned into amber. Amber, a semi-precious stone that is fossilized tree resin, often contains the fossilized remains of insects and other small creatures, with little, if any, organic matter left. No organic matter, no dinosaur DNA, no Jurassic Park. However, a team of researchers from the University of Regina, Royal Saskatchewan Museum, and Institute of Life Sciences and Technologies at Daugavpils University in Latvia, have now identified what appears to be organic matter in a 44-million-year-old beetle fossilized in amber. This remarkable finding, and the methodology used in making it, has been published in Nature Scientific Reports, the fifth most cited journal in the world. Using a set of advanced techniques we've not tried before, we took a 44-million-year-old beetle trapped in Baltic amber to see if it was possible that any preserved organic material might be present, says U of R Masters of Science student Jarrett Mitchell, lead author of the study. Dr. Mauricio Barbie, a U of R physics professor, says the team used the synchrotron radiation facilities at the University of Saskatchewan's Canadian Light Source, CLS, in Saskatoon to extract high-resolution 3D micro-computed tomography, micro-CT, images of the beetle. The synchrotron mid-infrared radiation gave us the capability to identify possible organic compounds in the specimen. We then complemented these two synchrotron radiation techniques by using a scanning electron microscope to provide further high-resolution images of the beetle and to determine the specific chemical elements present in the sample, says Barbie, who led the team that discovered structurally preserved fossilized dinosaur cell layers in the skin of a 72-million-year-old hadrosaur. Dr. Ryan McKellar, adjunct biology professor at the U of R and curator of paleontology at the Royal Saskatchewan Museum, says the remains of organic chitin, one of the main components of the exoskeleton of insects, is what was preserved. This observation is of great importance because it opens a window to the past that allows us to be able to picture these animals in a more lifelike way, says McKellar. This allows us to be able to compare this ancient beetle to modern insects to examine evolutionary and ecological developments. Mitchell, who has been working on this project since he was an undergraduate student at the U of R, says their discovery will let them dig deeper into the evolution of the species. It also provides us with a new path forward for this kind of exploration. And it sends a message to other researchers that when you use the right methods and tools, more of these kinds of findings are possible. Along with Mitchell, Barbie, and McKellar, the other team members include Dr. Ian Coulson, geology professor at the U of R, and Dr. Andres Buques, researcher at the Institute of Life Sciences and Technologies at Daugavpils University in Latvia. Mitchell says the team's initial experiments were exploratory. The act of cracking open amber to look for organic material has not been readily attempted since the 1990s because there were experimental issues with this technique. So, for the last two decades, this technique has fallen out of favor. But, for a variety of reasons, such as easier access to the advanced technologies of the CLS facility, we found this type of research much more feasible in 2023. The team says that the excellent level of organic preservation they found is not as unlikely as conventionally believed. Nobody else is currently attempting to do what we're doing in the way we're doing it. But we tried something new, and we had great success, says Mitchell. While this amber-breaking research opens up a world of possibilities for future studies, the creation of dinosaurs, which disappeared 66 million years ago, from DNA found in amber, remains in the field of science fiction and not science. Submitted by U or R Media Relations.